course. Sean Kingsbury is CIO for the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. They run recovery.gov, and he's here to talk about how they use the info and technology to keep an eye on your agency's money. Sean, thanks for being on the program today.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. It's terrific to have you on the program. You had quite a task ahead of you because when the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board was set up, you didn't have a whole lot of time to get recovery.gov up and running with information on it. There was pressure from the administration. There was pressure from the general public and folks like me in the media who wanted to know what was going on with the Recovery Act and the spending. How did you get recovery.gov going and robust in a short period of time?
Well, we worked a little different because we took the time to actually get highly qualified federal employees to help keep us on target and help keep the contractors honest. And we actually used a risk-based approach to fast-track things because we were, we had serious time constraints. And due to the time constraints and the legal challenges from a law perspective, we focused on delivery and kind of looked at things a lot differently than most federal agencies. And I think by looking at that, it kind of helped us out a lot.
How did you set up that different approach? What were these series of events other than just the compressed timeline that caused you to say, we need to do this differently, we need to use different kinds of people, we need to use a different approach?
Well, when you have to deliver,
pressure is what you're telling me then.
It forces you to think outside the box and use agile methodologies and focus on delivery. And if you don't do that, you're doomed. So I think just the time constraints and using risk as an opportunity for innovation, it kind of enabled us to move forward and make it happen.
Now, people talk a lot when it comes to technology and government in particular, but just in innovation in government in general, about the fear of risk, and there's risk aversion all over the place in government. How'd you get people who might have been thinking the old way to think the new way, that it's okay, we're going to take some chances, they might not always work out, but we're going for a higher reward, and that might bring with it some higher risk?
Well, the first thing was to get everyone to understand with risk comes opportunity, and to be able to communicate that opportunity to show that it's the only way we're going to move forward made the difference.
Mm-hmm. Just the concept that if we don't do it this way, we know we won't meet our goals, but if we go this route, we have a good chance to succeed. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we have a good chance to succeed, but because we used an agile way of moving forward, we redefined success as we made those incremental steps forward and communicated it as we did it. So that just made the difference. You got to communicate, and you have to be able to take baby steps with an understanding that you have the bigger picture that you got to focus on.
I made a prediction back in January that agile development would replace cloud computing as the buzzword of the year in government this year. Talk about specifically how you are using and have used agile development, what the technique is, and kind of give me a primer to start me out.
Well, to be totally honest, I don't think you can actually talk cloud without talking agile development. And I think the two kind of work hand in hand, and that's some of the challenges that we have in federal today is not actually understanding what cloud means because it's kind of vague. But when you begin to look at how you make it and make the transition to cloud, you look at agile ways to redefine what you're doing today, and do things differently. So you can make those steps to get you to the cloud, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. When you started with the Recovery Board, you were the chief technology officer. You were their first CTO. Talk about the transition, why you made it, what the difference is between what you used to do and what you're doing now as the CIO.
Well, as the CTO, I was heavily focused on the detailed nuts and bolts of the technology, the integration of all of the services and the systems as we had to look at the entire federal financial system space and actually think through how do we connect it up in a way where it makes sense so we can meet our legal requirements. Now I'm focused on the bigger picture of how do we do this better from a system-wide perspective and services perspective, and how do we make a difference in a way where not only we meet our mission, but we also can open up opportunities for the rest of the federal government as a whole.
Does what you do change as the amount of money flowing through the recovery.gov site and the amount of information changes, or are you on kind of a steady track?
Well, we are on a steady track when you look at where we are from a stimulus program perspective, but from an innovation perspective and new technologies and services that we bring, there's a whole lot more to come. We stay steady state from a services standpoint, but from a capability standpoint, we're constantly going to add new capabilities to better enhance our ability to provide transparency to the stimulus funds.